This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Billy is here. Like all our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We yuck it up and we talk about many other items outside of hockey, but the playoffs are starting, so we're going to talk hockey this entire visit. And rightfully so, the Wild open up against a very good team. Vegas, the schedules come out. And let me just start with this, Billy. I think the schedule's a joke. Saturday, April 20th, it is a local time. They're saying 9. That probably means 9:10, 9:15. Tuesday, local time, they're saying 10. Again, local time, they're saying 10. That probably means 10:10, 10:15. Then Thursday at the X, we still can call it the X for a little bit longer. It is a 9 o'clock start. That's probably 9:10, 9:15. Then Saturday, a start at 3. Now, I'm reacting more as somebody's just going to be watching it from home. For you, as the GM, who also gets the business side of this, but on the hockey side, what are your thoughts on this schedule?
Well, first of all, you know what? We've been doing this for a while now, and I've never commented on this, but I love the Warren Zevon entry.
Yeah,
I'm a big Warren Zevon fan. Like, I love Warren Zevon.
Well, I want to give credit to Dave Harrigan, who comes up with all the opens. They're great, and I love Warren Zevon. Amazing.
Love Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
In 95, when we won the Stanley Cup in New Jersey, we went on the David Letterman show.
Oh.
And he was the musical guest. And you know how close they were.
Yes.
And that was, a really good friend of mine was a big Warren Zevon fan and kind of turned me on to him. And I got a CD signed by Warren Zevon for my buddy Marty Robinson. It was really cool.
That's awesome. In fact, just to remind people, when Warren was near the end of his life, Dave basically devoted the entire show to Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Just go to the catalog because it's not just the main ones. It's a long, long list. All right, the schedule, I'm not pleased.
To be honest with you, I know it just came out. I haven't looked. Those are things I don't worry about because we can't control that. Like the league sets it. It's for a reason. It's for TV. It's for the, it's for the game. That's their job. Our job is to be ready at game time, whether that's 10 in the morning or 10 at night. And that's it. I don't worry about that stuff.
I get it, and I assume you're going to say that. I just think there's a lot of fans who are saying, I want to watch these. I'm fired up, and it's, I mean, a 10:15 local start on a Tuesday, to me, just from the fan side, is absurd. Okay, if I, Tuesday night, was sitting next to you with 5 minutes to go in the game, with 4 minutes to go in the game, with 3 minutes to go, when you know you're in, if you get at least a point from Anaheim, you still can be helped out by the rest of the schedule, but then it's completely out of your hands. I want you to take me through Bill Guerin's emotions how you were feeling, and then how you felt the rest of the way, where Boldy makes a great pass to Eck. He's, I mean, an unbelievable save on the first attempt, by the way. I think that was lost in the conversation. But then scores, then Fleury comes in, Boldy scores, and just how that played out for you.
No, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it was, you know, the past week has been, you know, and I like to pride myself on being, a lot of people that know me would call BS on this, but, you know, level-headed and even-keeled when I'm watching games. That has not necessarily been the case the one in Calgary, the one in Vancouver, and then the one against Anaheim. That has not been the case. It's, you know, it's torture. And, you know, the best place to be is down on the ice or on the bench or like where you can have an impact on the game. I'm helpless, you know, and to be honest with you, it just, our guys have been through so much. They have played so well. And then we've had a lot of adversity. It's for them. Like I get emotional because like, listen, yeah. Okay. I want to make the playoffs as a general manager. Our players and coaches have done so much this year. They've overcome so much that they've earned this. They deserve it. And I really just didn't want to see it go away. And it was my emotions were really up and down. But I'll tell you what, that goal, like, I don't really cheer a lot. I cheered that goal, and I cheered that overtime goal, and it was awesome.
Were you angry leading up to that? Were you nervous leading up to that? And then when if the great play takes place and you're saying you're cheering, what does that mean? Are you up? Are you hugging?
I'm up. Yep. I'm up. I'm high-fiving. And, yeah, I am an emotional guy, you know, in a lot of different, you know, not just when it's anger or anything. I'm emotional, period. And, and that's why, like, one of the biggest things that I flip out on is, you know what, when my players get hurt and when there's like the play on Middleton in Long Island, I was so angry.
He could have been really hurt.
And that's when I get the most angry. There was anger, there was nerves, there was, you know, then you just hit this point where there's a good play and you're like, okay, here we go. Like we're good, we're okay, we're gonna get it. But then something else happens, you're like, oh my God, like, and it's hard not to be. Yeah. You know, that's just, I'm just being honest. Like it's really hard not to be. And the thing is that the game is so damn easy from where I sit. And it really is, and that's why I really hate sitting up there because it's an unfair assessment of the game, and you forget how fast it is and how hard the guys try.
Do you ever move around at all? Do you ever watch the game from a different spot?
Yeah, sometimes I'll go down on suite level if there's like one that we haven't sold.
Yep.
That's a much different angle or level, mm-hmm. because you can see facial expressions. You can see, you know, you can see the speed of the game much more clearly. You can see, like, when there's, like, from up top, if a guy misses a pass, you can see the same thing on suite level or lower, that it actually hit something in the ice and popped over his stick, and you miss that up top. Like, just those little things that remind you of how hard the guys play, that mistakes are made, but they're putting it all out there.
Bill Guerin with us. When you saw Flower getting ready to go into the game in overtime, when you now have the point, what was your reaction to that and just the way he played in overtime itself?
First reaction was like, this is awesome. Like, this is incredible. Second reaction was, don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Right. And then the And then he went in, and that first save, like, was just unbelievable. I'm like, how does he do it? Like, he just, that's just, it's just him. That's just in him. Like, and you know what, it worked out perfectly, and I'm happy for that because he deserves it. And you know what, the fans, I think, really have grown attached to Flower, of course, like everywhere else he's been, but like, I think it's just really nice for our fans to have a guy like this in the organization that we can celebrate. And yeah, it was a really nice moment for him, his family, the organization, and the fans.
How did the Wild beat Vegas? Is Zeev playing? Billy's admiration for Jack Eichel and other matters related to the Wild and Vegas in the playoffs. Back with the president and general manager of the Minnesota Wild, Billy Guerin, in moments on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wild and Golden Knights in the playoffs start Saturday at 4 in the morning. No, not quite then. The Knights finished with 110 points. You finished with 97. As you laid out, your team has been incredibly injured throughout the year, and you're very healthy right now. 2-7. Do you accept the statement that this is an upset if your team beats Vegas in the first round?
You've asked me questions like this before, and it's just, there's no, I mean, honestly, what do I get out of answering something like that? It's really not, this is one of those things where we're just going to go play the games, you know what? And, you know, we'll prepare, we're focused, we're ready. I'm not going to answer a question like that because it's just, I don't know. You guys like these words and categories and stuff like that. That's for you.
I don't think it's a word or category.
Yeah, it is.
If one team finishes second, the other team finishes seventh.
It doesn't matter. So what?
Well,
this is part of your job is where you're going to try. If he said it's an upset that he doesn't believe his team could really win.
That's
or
not what I'm looking for at all.
Yeah, it is.
And no, it's not. You can't read my mind.
No. Well, I've been down this road before with other people in media.
Well, that's other
people. Yeah, I know. And you are in media.
I'm not expecting you to say we're worse. I'm just.
But that's. You know you're after something different than that. It's not. I just don't. There's no benefit to the team or me or anybody to answer a question like that. We're going to go and we're going to play and we're going to try to beat them.
Okay, what has to happen in this series? Where can you play to your strengths to beat them?
Way better question.
Thank you. I didn't realize I was back in journalism school here. Thank you very much.
No, you're not back in journalism school. I'm just calling BS on your previous question.
GM, President of Hockey Operations, Media Observer, Bill Guerin is now here. Okay, what do you need to do?
I honestly, we need to find our game, like our A game quickly, and that is putting pucks behind them, playing in the offensive zone, holding on to pucks. Obviously defend the right way when we have to defend. You know, we need good goaltending. We have to stay out of the penalty box.
How close is Kirill right now to who he was in the first 2 months when he was as good as anybody in the league? Nobody really can blame him for missing that amount of time and not being razor sharp, just that edge that you have to be as good as anybody. How close is he?
I don't know, just because he can turn it on like in a heartbeat and be the best player on the ice, any shift. We need him to all the things that I said before about our team. That's what we need from, each individual as well. And, Kirill's going to get his opportunities and he's going to make them count. It's just a matter of, being able to play in close games and check and, produce offense, in tight games. Like, how close is he to what he was before? I really can't say because I don't know how he feels physically, but he was pretty damn good before. And he still is now.
Bill Guerin is with us. Last year, you ended the season with your top three forwards, from a lot of us feeling that way, with Ek, with Boldy, and with Kirill together. And then we talked a few times, and John broke them up, right? Put Kirill and Zuccarello back together, and the idea was, let's have a little bit more balance. Of late, you've put those three stars back together. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, that line is so good. You know, last year at times they were the best line in the league. And I think what we saw this year was that Goudreau, Zuccarello, and Johansson had a really good stretch as a line, you know, when Kirill and Ekki were out. And if we can keep those two lines together, it really gives us a lot of balance. And I think they played well enough together where that should happen.
You did not play Zeev in the last game. Then I look at some of the guys who cover your practices, and I see he's on a pairing with Bogosian right now, and that he lined up with your top power play today. Elaborate on why he didn't play, and should I now assume he is playing Saturday?
Well, I'm not going to tell you if he's playing Saturday or not, but I will say we needed to get him in like a full practice, get him to as close to live reps as we can, you know, with NHL players, get him comfortable in a power play situation, you know, and just get his feet wet now. Because I do foresee us needing him and using him. I just won't tell you when.
He's going to, Dave, I'll just let you know, just on the side, he's playing game one, just so you want to know.
It's not what I heard.
Yeah. I'm trying to interpret that a little bit.
Chad learned that in journalism
school. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Billy was reading my mind earlier. I'm now reading his mind.
This interview's gone. Doesn't sound like you've gone to journalism school.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, when you came back after Four Nations and we talked a few days afterwards, I asked you, and I knew you were impressed by all these guys, so give me one or two guys who even exceeded your expectations, who stood out so much. And I think the first guy you mentioned was Jack Eichel. Why is Jack Eichel so good?
He, obviously, you know, everybody sees his offensive, you know, production and capability. It's Jack's two-way game. His game has matured like leaps and bounds over the last, you know, couple of years when he's gotten to Vegas. Like, that was the thing. Him and Austin Matthews were so good defensively and committed to it. And, you know, that's really impressive. Like, that's why, like, there was no room in that tournament. There was, you know, Eichel checked, Matthews checked, McDavid checked, McKinnon checked. Like, they played the right brand of hockey in order to give their team the best chance to win.
What impresses you most about Vegas overall, along with this guy being their star?
You know what? They're a veteran team. They've been there before, and that is, you know, a credit to them. Like, they've had long runs. Whether they win the cup or not, they're always in it. They're always going deep. And it's because of guys like Eichel, like, doing what they need to do. Like, Mark Stone is an excellent defensive player. We all get caught up in the offense of these big name guys, but when you really look at it and break it down, look what they do defensively. Mark Stone steals pucks. He kills penalties. He defends. That's what they do, and they've committed to that.
I feel like they have that continuity, too, that their core, and obviously they make changes like everybody, but I feel like that core, I've been watching a lot of that core for a while, whether you're playing them or somebody else is playing them.
Yeah, they've had a nice core there for a long time, and like I said, they've had a lot of success. And, you know, you can learn from teams like that. And it's how you win. It really is. You can't just be an offensive team. You have to be able to play well defensively.
Do you think, because you have those three guys together, and it's not to say that your other lines can't contribute, you're counting on them, but Do you expect Vegas to try to match up Eichel against your top line because of his the defensive skill you talked about?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Is it your sense that you'll try to match up that same line against Eichel when you come home? Or do you try to get away from him?
No, that's probably more of a question for John because yep. I don't want to say something to have it be totally not what John's thinking, so I don't know.
Will you address the team in any way before this starts?
Yeah, already have quickly this morning, and that's it.
Can you convey any of that message?
Yeah, it was just congrats, good job. I'm making the playoffs. Now let's dial in and get to work. We're clean slate. Let's go get it done.
Thank you, sir.
In so many words.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Billy Guerin, authentic, sparring, and fun to chat with. 1:31. Kevin Burke, one of our best legal experts. Long, long time. Hennepin County judge, was the chief judge for many years. Kevin, on the administration, held in criminal contempt? What does that mean? Where could it go? Kevin Burke, next on CCO.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Burke was a tremendous judge in Hennepin County for decades, multiple times their chief judge. Only walked away because of mandatory retirement. Kevin Burke is still as sharp as anybody in the law in this country. And Kevin, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, my friend. I want to talk about what federal judge James Boasberg offered up yesterday when the Trump administration is saying, nah, we're not going to bring back any of the Venezuelan migrants who were sent to El Salvador. He had said they need to come back. They're due process. The White House has basically said we get to set our policy on immigration. We need to set our policy on foreign affairs. And we think you're just an activist judge. That's what the president said again in the last 30 minutes. He is now threatening to hold the administration in criminal contempt. Is he doing the right thing, considering the White House and how they've reacted to his previous decision?
So, Sam Snead, a golfer, once said it took him a long time to learn to never get mad, just to get sensibly irritated. And that's the same attitude that you need to have as a judge when you're confronted with a problem like the judge is in this particular case, as well as the other Maryland case.
Yep.
To me, I read his 48-page decision yesterday. It's very temperate. So he has said to the administration, you can purge your contempt by giving these people hearings. That could be done quite easily. It actually could be done remotely from El Salvador. It would be conducted by immigration judges who are very dedicated public servants, but they're not the most independent group of judges on the planet. So the idea of making this problem go away without creating a constitutional crisis is really pretty simple. Give the people a hearing and you purge contempt. Even if you wanted to end up saying that there's this unbridled discretion to do it, that's why you have appeals. And the bottom line is the president has taken advantage of his right to appeal, and he lost in the Supreme Court 9-0. It would have been pretty easy for him to have said to the president of El Salvador, look, some of our people made a mistake and they grabbed a guy. Would you mind returning him? And the bottom line is everyone on the planet knows that the president of El Salvador would have said to Donald Trump, sure.
100%.
But, yes. But even if it was like, okay, well, I need something in return, it would be so modest that you could do it. So I think in the end, it's a big disappointment that we have a constitutional crisis developing on the hour that is totally easy to get to go away. We don't need this fight.
So what if they did this? What if, and let's be honest, because you're 100% right, they would orchestrate this. What if Donald Trump publicly asks the El Salvador president slash dictator, please send us these individuals back, and they orchestrate it, because you're so right, he would do whatever Trump wants. He says no. He publicly says no. What then happens to Judge Boasberg at that point?
Well, impossibility is a defense, so that if you end up in contempt, most of the people who are listening to us are never going to even come close to being held in contempt. But if there is a group, it's people who don't pay child support. And if it comes out that you come before a judge like me and you're charged with not paying your child support, and you could actually show, I have no money, WCCO fired me, I have no assets, that's why I didn't pay, you can't be held in contempt. So there is a defense for the president, which is if the president of El Salvador says we're not going to give him back, that would be a defense. However, I think right now that train has already left, because it's pretty clear that the president, who had an opportunity in face-to-face meetings with the president of El Salvador, he didn't even suggest mildly,
no.
Hey, could you give this guy back?
Zero. Absolutely zero. For the folks who are listening right now who were incredibly bothered by the number of individuals who entered this country illegally and voted for Donald Trump in many ways because of this one issue, and listen to you and respect you, but also say, are you literally telling me that every individual who entered this country illegally has to have a court proceeding before any of them are removed from the country and say that that seems absurd to them? What do you say to those folks?
Well, some of it is not every single person might be entitled to a hearing. So, for example, if you found somebody crawling over the wall, you can probably put them back. But I think that in this case, at least in the case of the guy from Maryland, he had a court order that said he shouldn't be deported. So he's in a different category. Of the all of the people who were deported under the Alien Act, the 17 whatever
yeah.
year it was Act, those people at least have an argument that, hey, I'm not a member of the gang. You got the wrong guy. And these hearings don't have to be elaborate. They don't even necessarily get entitled to a lawyer, but some kind of due process to determine whether or not they're actually illegal. I mean, somebody's got to make a decision.
Yep.
Are you in the country illegally or not?
Yes.
And one of the areas where this comes up about, which is the Maryland guy, is if you fled because of political persecution, you can't be deported back to that country.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of these people may very well have legitimate claims of asylum that have been ignored. And none of this is necessary. You could deport tons of people with giving them due process. It is not hard. They're not starting from scratch. So that it's quite easy to end up saying, I will provide due process, and I'm in favor of deporting lots and lots of people.
One last part on this. So Boasberg said, okay, here's what you can do. If not, he says he's going to order sworn declarations from officials in an effort to determine who in the administration was responsible for disobeying his instructions. If they fail to turn up the person, he said he then would require depositions. If that technique was unsuccessful, he then refers it to the Justice Department for criminal prosecutions. All right, two things. One, I'll tell you, Judge Boasberg, it's Donald John Trump. I mean, he's the one who's stopping this. And then, Kevin, if he then turns it over to the Justice Department, that's Pam Bondi. And she's now acting like she's just Donald Trump's personal attorney. So doesn't it just end right there?
Well, there is a rule of criminal procedure in federal court that allows a judge to appoint a special prosecutor. So I don't think that it's necessarily just Pam Bondi says, don't worry about it. We're done. We're home free. The constitutionality of a judge appointing a special prosecutor is an issue that's out there. Both Kavanaugh and Gorsuch have expressed some misgivings about that particular rule. But I think the other thing that happened was most judges wouldn't necessarily write out in 48 pages, this is what's going to happen if you don't. And I think what he was trying to convey to people, not just to the administration, but to the public, is he's trying to follow Sam Snead. He's not mad. He's sensibly irritated. And he has given us the path of this is what's going to happen. Some of the people, nobody's going to lock Donald Trump up for violating the judge's order. But there could be a bunch of lawyers who work in the administration who are going to find themselves before ethics panels and their licenses are going to be in jeopardy if they're not careful about this. So it's not just a question of do you be held in contempt, but you don't want to end up getting disbarred because of your involvement in a thing that was totally avoidable.
Last thing, what is your view of the number of prominent law firms who, instead of facing threats from the administration, are agreeing to do so-called pro bono work for the administration for tens of millions, sometimes hundreds of millions, where the administration has found these folks? They feel like they are a part of those who are targeting candidate Trump, former President Trump. And some of these firms, not all of them, to me, Kevin, are just rolling over and saying it's not worth challenging Donald Trump right now.
I'm disappointed in those firms, although, you know, I hate to say this about the profession that I have been involved in for 50 years, but the law firms in the South didn't stand up against segregated schools. So the legal profession has got some weaknesses. What I don't really understand, though, is if you were really in trouble, you needed a really kick-ass lawyer, are you going to go to a firm that rolled over for Donald Trump, or are you going to go to a firm that stood up for him? You want a group of lawyers, a law firm who will aggressively represent you. And that's not a great marketing strategy is, yeah, if somebody threatens me, I roll over. I don't know that that's a good 30-second ad on WCCO for lawyers out there.
No, but it's the truth. Because, well, I mean, should every president do this going forward? It's shameful.
Well,
that's what it is.
It's kind of mafia-like.
Yes,
but I
absolutely
I don't
it is.
I don't think I necessarily agree, though, it's about the millions of pro bono hours. I think it's a little bit more devious than that, which is they have the ability to tell a law firm, you have you've been disqualified for ethical reasons because we, the administration, are telling you you can't do that case. I think that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you thought right now is all of those big law firms that rolled over are going to announce at a press conference in 40 minutes that they have decided to represent all of Venezuelans who have been wrongfully deported. I don't think Donald Trump's going to say, yep, that's exactly what I had. I wanted to get those people some lawyers, and that's why I did this. That's not going to happen.
Great stuff as always, sir. I appreciate it. Hit it straight, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Bye-bye.
Kevin Burke, you want to react, you can. 651-461-9226. Stretchlab.com. Maybe it's the first time you go. Maybe you go there, and the hamstring's been tight for too long, and you get a 25-minute session, you get a 50-minute session, walk out of there, and you're like, whoa, we figured it out. Maybe it's multiple times. Maybe it's your hips. Maybe it's your upper back. Maybe you're a 17-year-old who's sneaking out of school and you listen to us right now and going, yeah, I got track and field. I want to be better. Maybe your 32-year-old is getting ready to play a little tennis and you want to feel better. Maybe you're in your 50s, you're playing pickleball. Maybe you're in your 60s, you want to hit that golf ball further. It's all about mobility, flexibility, feeling better. That's what Stretch Lab can bring to you. 11 locations, trained specialists. I've been going for 6 years, bringing Quinton for 6 years. We are better because of it. They're busy, but they'll work you in. Half off your first visit, stretchlab.com.